today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio from Iran. Be with us. The topic that which today we're going to concern about is importance of secrecy. I mean, keeping things secret in Islamic viewpoint. So be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 24th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we'll listen to verse 3 of chapter At-Tahrim from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَى بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَن بَعْضٍ فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا قَالَ نَبَّأَنِيَ الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ.
And remember when the Prophet confided to one of his wives a statement, and when she informed another of it, and Allah showed it to him, he made known part of it and ignored a part. And when he informed her about it, she said, "Who told you this?" He said, "I was informed by the knowing, the acquainted."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse reflects that some of the wives of the noble Prophet distributed him by their words. Further, they lack the merit of keeping secrets, which is one of the qualifications of a royal wife. The noble Prophet's conduct was so magnanimous that he even did not apprise her of the whole intelligence, but merely alluded to some part of it.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
So as I told you, the topic of today's special is importance of secrecy or keeping things secret in Islam. Dear friends, trust has different forms in Islam, including faithfulness in keeping people's secret. Secret is called sir in Arabic, that plural of which is asrar, keeping secrets, or asrar has been made obligatory by Islam for each and every Muslim. Allah says, fulfill the assurances and promises made with people. Indeed, you will ask about that promise. This is considered so important in Islam's view that disclosing a person's secret is considered as one of the capital sins. Dear brothers and sisters, know that a secret is a kind of trust or amana, and thus a kind of contract or covenant which must be kept. It is necessary to be harsh with those who disclose them because they are betraying a trust and breaking their promise.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. This is Ali, your host, from IRB English Radio, and we shall be with you, inshallah, in our today's show, with our topic that is secrecy and how to keep secrets. And inshallah, in this very show, we shall talk about secrecy from the perspective of Quran and Sunnah and Islam in general. Secrecy and protection of one's secrets as well as the secrets of others, actually, which are entrusted to a man, are considered one of the most important and key moral virtues and then in the individual and social dimension. This trait and characteristic originates from divine attributes and is considered a symbol of growth and character. This ruling includes all issues from personal and family secrets to ideological and government secrets that are the grantor of happiness, faith, security, and freedom of man in choosing his destiny, and except in the cases that are considered permissible by the Holy Sharia, that is in the position of litigation, consultation, limits, hudud, and ta'zir, help, fear and danger, a person does not have the right to disclose any secret. Especially in cases where the secret is related to important matters, such as the secrets of God, sirrullah, and the secrets of people, sirrunnas. And according to the rulings and hadith and narrations, whoever discloses another's secret will be exposed to his own secrets. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Now one question, why we keep so many secrets? And we're going to speak about the things we don't tell others. It's no secret that you're keeping a secret right now. In fact, if you're like most people, you can probably count about a dozen pieces of personal information that you've never shared with anyone and probably never will. It could be perhaps you once committed a petty crime and got away with it. There are 36 common secrets identified by researchers, and the average person keeps about 12 of them. Some secrets are harmful because they evoke shame, but others can be empowering. Insight into the reasons for keeping a secret can help you avoid ruminating about it. Secrecy is intentionally withholding personal information from one or more persons. Keeping secrets can often be harmful in the long run, both physically and psychologically. However, according to psychologists, it's not the withholding that hurts us. Instead, it's the ruminating that harms. This part, I want to give you a tip. Write it down and destroy it. Writing about the secret in detail on paper, then destroying the evidence can be a good way to get it out. Be sure you thoroughly destroy the evidence. Consider burning it safely or shredding it in a paper shredder. If you put it in a trash can, tear it into pieces and bury it underneath the trash. Consider putting the pieces in separate trash and or taking the trash out to the curb or dumpster immediately after the throwing the paper away.
You see, when you get a hint that you will be promoted, remain relaxed and keep the news to yourself until you really get promoted. If you have conceived a child, don't tell it to everyone. There are many who are waiting for this blessing. If you are blessed with health, don't make it public. There are many who cherish it. Everything that happens in your life, you take a nice picture of it and push it down your socials. There are people who will sincerely love you for the accomplishments you have been granted. But then there are others who will envy you and have that jealousy towards you. A jealous person is affected more than the person whom he is jealous of. Jealousy not only spoils the peace of mind, but it also weakens the faith in Allah. Because when a person gets envious to another person, he thinks that Allah has not been fair with him. Though he does not know what blessings Allah has given to each of his servant, and indeed, Allah does justice better than anybody can think of. Keeping secrets others have entrusted us with is part of our duty. We would be committing grave injustice by leaking what we held in confidence. Many take this for granted, thinking that the password is don't tell anybody, but yet even that is a sin. It destroys good relations and wreaks havoc in society. My dear brothers and sisters, know that a secret is a kind of trust, amana, and thus a kind of contract or covenant which must be kept.
I'm sure you agree with me. It's a nice topic to discuss, to know more about it. So inshallah, we'll continue on the next episode of today's special. Till then, that is tomorrow. Allah keep all of you sound and safe. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي
علي إمامي علي إمامي.